So I'm actually about to call you this Rosen, Jeffrey Rosen.
Yeah. Stephen Rosen.
Yeah, sorry, Stephen Jeffrey Rosen.
Uh-huh.
So he was never entered. When did we receive this?
A while, you had tagged someone to talk to you about it on Monday, but then it just kind of sat.
On Monday?
Yeah, this was back, we received it in beginning of August.
Very weird. I went through I go through every single email carefully. I don't remember ever seeing this before.
You saw it and you responded on under my.
Rosen. Wait a second, that's an active case assigned to Robin.
Right, it's starting to what?
It's an active case assigned to Robin.
Yeah, it's a it's an updated auth with increase of hours.
Uh-huh. So she went from 11
to 13.
Oh, and she didn't clock for any of them.
Well, she was clocking in at her regular schedule until because I told her to wait until she sees it on her schedule, and then she never did. I mean, she's there all. It's her. It's she's there all the time.
Okay, so she, Okay, I mean, it's not a big deal. We can get timesheets and.
Yeah.
If you get timesheets and submit it, it should be okay. I've just never opened a VA before with clock-ins already there. I have no idea how that's going to work, but yeah, I mean, technically, sure. I could put this in. So the old one ended on 20. It overlapped also.
Yeah, 8/5 is when the new one came in, and the old one didn't expire until the 26th.
There's another problem. Oh, wait, so this one starts, and if no, it overlaps, and it cuts the other one short. The problem is that we already billed on the old auth.
It's a different auth number?
Let me see if they updated the same auth, VA 005. Yes.
It's a new one.
It's a new off.
Okay.
So there's so I have to open it and
all right. Change
the billing. And one last problem is that their week starts
on Monday. I mean,
on
Sunday.
On Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's not a problem then. No, based on the shift, it's not a problem. So what I'll do is I have to work with. I have to work with Yitty on this one because I need to open to put in the auth and open billing. And
yeah, so that's who you were saying. So that's why I CC'd him on the email.
Okay,
so
see what I have to do here. I probably can just. I'm gonna wait till payroll runs. Did it run yet? Yes, payroll ran already, so I can. I'll call Yitty and deal with it.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you. And I was calling you because did we get any information on the APS case for Deborah Lewis?
Deborah Lewis. Let's check that one.
The SC just called me again and said that they need another personal caregiver because her son is not caring for her hygienically, her showering and bathing. And when Mayra called to discuss it with the patient, Travis was with her. Travis is still her caregiver. And the SC said that she's been trying to reach out to the people about the APS case because she was never even called or given any information about it. So she doesn't even know what's going on.
Patient today. Just remind me what the APS is, because there's no notes about it.
I know. It was the son, and then they kept her in the hospital until we were able to find a new caregiver, but then the son was still on the case. I mean, I don't really know, but there was no notes in it, but I know that when I called you on it, you said you had into someone about an APS on the sun, and you didn't want to send the caregiver over there until we know if it's safe.
Correct. I can't restaff it if it's unsafe. He threatened somebody? Is that what it was?
No, it was an APS case on with her, his mom, the client.
He sent out, and so did APS tell us? Did APS tell us to fire the aide?
No, APS. No, we just got the notification that there is an APS case, and then but there was and. The SC says that she's been trying to get more details and hasn't gotten anything, but she was in the home, and she said that, that Travis, who is on board with getting an additional caregiver, not according to Mara's notes, and that he's been good to her, so she has no reason to believe that he would be a threat to anybody that we send in, because he's never... acted out of line.
I wouldn't have said that not to send somebody unless there was a danger. But if she's refusing somebody else, then
I think you just were saying until we had more information. Like, we really don't have any information.
Yeah, because if APS doesn't tell us the nature of the issue, and she says she doesn't want a different caregiver.
I told the SCA that I would call them and discuss it, but I wanted to make sure that you didn't have any information like that.
There's no information. Myra called and said, listen, they have a report that you're not being taken care of. Can we get you someone else? And she said, no, I don't want anyone else.
All right. So let me talk to them, because she said that the client smells like, you can tell she's not clean.
Lovely. Well, again, we have multiple clients refusing.
Yeah, I know.
Very common, even in nursing facilities.
I know.
So.
But is it okay if I reach out?
Yeah, you can reach out, but it looks like Myra did have the call, so.
Yeah, no, I know. All right, I'll talk to them.
So,
Keep it in mind.
Yeah, I'll put a note in also.
Yeah. But I'm going to, I'll call them to confirm that they want somebody.
Yeah, because if they refuse someone else, then we can tell them, see, listen, you want nobody or you want somebody. It's up
to
you.
All right. I'll
talk
to you later.
There's no credible thing against the aid, you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
No problem.